Well, welcome to this week's midweek message. As you can see, the vine is getting ready for Christmas. This beautiful Christmas tree up, and we're putting up our decorations. And as you get ready for Christmas, one of the things that, at least in our house, you do is you think about the food you're going to eat. We have things at Christmas that we usually don't have, or we have more of those things, things like cheeses, and we have a turkey. We also have chocolates and just lots and lots of good things to eat. I certainly overindulge a little bit too much at Christmas because of the wonderful food. And the thing with it is that sometimes at Christmas we can lose our focus a little bit. We're not here just to feast, are we? We're not just here to enjoy ourselves. We're here to love and serve the living God. And Jesus, when he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, he said to the devil this. He quoted Deuteronomy 8 verse 3, which is this: man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the Father's mouth. And if we only feed ourselves on natural food, if we only feed ourselves on things to strengthen our natural body, we will be unhealthy, because what the Word of God does is it strengthens the spiritual body. We need to feed on the Word. And also, just like the Israeli nation, they received manna from heaven daily, we need to daily receive the Word of God, because daily God will strengthen us and sustain us. So as we come to Christmas, I want to encourage you, it's a good time to get into the Word. Many of you will be on holiday and you'll have days off, and many of us are still in lockdown of some measure. Let's take some time to read the Word. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus himself says this. He says that the devil will immediately come to steal this word from you. Let's not let him steal the word from us, because the word is what causes us to grow in our knowledge and experience of Christ. So, looking back to April, in April I suffered a real disappointment. And many of you have had disappointments or setbacks, and discouragement, disappointment, they tend to be the environment that the devil can flourish. We become vulnerable because we are suffering with our unfulfilled expectations. The devil will come and he'll question who God is and what God said. And he'll say, did God really say to you? And did God really say that to you? And at that time, I was fairly discouraged, and I thought what I needed to do was get in the Word. In fact, you know, I've read the whole Bible since April, and I'm starting the New Testament again, reading Matthew, because I needed to get in the Word. But as I got into the Word, God spoke to me. And I decided that I would start to write down what God was saying. Normally, I would just make marks in my Bible, but I needed to write it down. And this is what I would encourage you to do, is daily feed off the Word of God and then write down what he said. Get in the Word, write down what the Word says. And so I want to show you something. This is a copy of my prayer diary, if you like, for the lockdown. I've written down all the things that God said from April onwards. And, you know, he spoke a lot of things to me. 16th of April, I've started, and I'm in November, and I'm still writing things down. And what I've been able to do is go back and reread the things that God highlighted to me. I've remembered them, and I've meditated on them, and I've been encouraged by them. Why? Because I wrote them down. You know, one particular scripture, the chapter that God really spoke to me about was out of Joel chapter 2. Did you know that in Joel chapter 2, there are 9 requirements that he asks us to give him, and it's followed by 20 blessings? And I was just really encouraged by it. But the number one thing was, return to me with all your heart. And so back when I was reading Joel 2, I was returning to God with all my heart. I was setting my heart and my affections upon him. And he says, when we do these things, he sends us blessings. He says that we'll be satisfied. He says that we're not going to be a reproach anymore, that he will send early rain for our vindication. And these things encouraged me. There will be an abundance of rain, both the early and the latter rains. that our threshing floors will be full of grain, that the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And as you're reading these scriptures, what's happening is God is encouraging you and saying, better is on its way. Better is on its way. And we're going to get better from God because it's on its way. And he goes on to talk about the Holy Spirit being poured on all flesh. And so I wrote these things down, and then I've gone back to them, and I've read them, and I reread them. And there's all sorts of things in here that as I was reading the scriptures that God spoke to me about. I don't really have time tonight to share them with you. But what I did do also, was I wrote down the prophetic word. And there's been two prophetic words in this last 7 months to me. Pastor John Bullock, he wrote to me in May, and he said that I'm going to come out stronger of the lockdown, and that there's a new day, and God has set a new course ahead of us. And that encouraged me. And I've gone back and I've read it again and again. It's encouraging me. And I recently had a prophecy from somebody in the church just a couple of weeks ago that there's going to be a new anointing. And the church wasn't going to be a thoroughfare, but it was going to be a sanctuary where people would come and worship. Now, they're encouraging words. But what was most encouraging is that at the time, I was praying for a fresh anointing on the church. And I was praying that we wouldn't see people pass through us, but we would see people added to us. And so as though the secrets of my heart were revealed to this person, and they came with a prophetic word and encouraged me. And I've written them down. And what that does is it helps you go back and feed on them. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the Father's mouth. Read the scriptures. Read the New Testament. Do you know it just takes 19 hours to read the New Testament? Even if you doubled it, and because you're a slow reader, only 32 hours to read it. Surely you can find a couple of hours a month to read the New Testament. Surely you can make space in your diary. Why? Because man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the Father's mouth. Now let me close by reading you Joshua 1 verse 8. It says this: this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. See, the word is a key to a prosperous and successful life. Put it in our mouths, meditate on it, speak it, and do it. And when we do those things, we'll see that we will prosper and we'll be successful in all that God puts our hands to do. So, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you this Christmas season. Feed on the Word of God. Feed on God's scriptures. And let's see what he'll say. And you will be encouraged in Jesus' name.